Well, now you're getting me. I'm Judge Horowitz, and I'm going to ask you a few more questions. Also, to explain a few things that you answered before when Lisa was questioning you. You said something you were pleased about, that, and I was trying to understand it, that for the first time a woman was charged with rape. Can you tell me, I didn't quite understand that, what that was, what you meant by that, what was happening?
Okay, there was a woman minister in Rwanda, in Kigali, and she incited young men to commit rapes on women. And because she did it, she monitored it, she ordained it, she was the master of that occurrence, she was charged with rape for the first time.
So, and not only was she charged with rape for the first time, but that was the first time a woman was charged with rape.
With rape over other women.
Okay.
As a masterminder of rape.
Okay.
She didn't commit it herself, but she strongly incited people to do it.
That makes it clear to me. Thank you. Has she been brought to trial yet?
Yes, the trial is on now. It's going on. And
so there's been no
result. It's not been concluded yet. Yes, that's still on.
Okay. Now, you also mentioned Judge Khama, and you didn't work directly with him.
No, I didn't.
But did you hear about him and what he, the kind of person he was and what he did hear from other people?
Yes, he was, as from what I gathered, a very good leader. People who work with him liked him a lot and said he was dedicated. A good leader, mostly. I didn't get to, I met him, of course, but I didn't work directly with him.
You talked about some times when you were translating and people, and maybe others were translating as well, and some people would cry. You remember that?
Yes.
Did you ever cry when you were translating?
Yes, I suppose so.
And I don't need to know the specific, I mean, tell me about that. What was it that happened? What made you cry?
It's just, you know, you put yourself in other people's shoes. You are reading the history of a young girl of about like 16, who, I can't go into the horrific
details.
Yes,
I'm not asking you to do that.
But she would explain that, how she got raped, how she got kept into a ceiling for months, how people would come and 10, 5, 15 people will come and rape her one after the other. And sometimes these were people she used to know. One guy would ask her, okay, let's go out together. She would say no. And when this happens, he comes and he said, I want you to get married to you. You said no. Now I'll get you for free. And that will go on and on. I mean, horrific details. You put yourself in those people's place and you feel bad for them. And sometimes when you go to court, because it happens to us, you go to court and these people, they testify about what happened to them. And
when
you get emotional.
Of course. And you were not special. I mean, you were not unique. Other translators apparently had the same experience.
Of course, but we were working with some people who had all their families killed.
We had colleagues
who had undergone who went through the genocide with others. They were working with us. So once in a while there will be an anniversary of the death of this person, and then you will go to support them. And we had, it was a daily life thing. You know, you knew people who went through it, especially in Kigali, and we have colleagues who lost all their families.
There were Rwandan colleagues?
Yes, the interpreters, the translators,
And were you prepared in any way or warned before, when you came on this job, about the possibility of such problems?
No, not really, no. Okay. I knew it was a tribunal, and I knew we were going to work on that type of material, but you can never imagine how far you are going to, what you are going to face ultimately.
Yes. Yeah. Were there any resources at the tribunal to help you, psychological or other resources to help you to adjust to this or to cure, to feel a little bit better or to deal with these problems?
And at the moment, we have a staff counselor. At the beginning, it wasn't so, we asked. And I think they have a staff counselor now. And the lady who took care of gender issues.
Yes.
When you asked to talk to her, she would listen to you.
Let's get a little timing on this. Mm. You've been involved here a long time. Mm. When did the counselor approximately come?
I don't know. Yeah. I can't say.
I'm told it was maybe about a year ago. Am I correct about that? Or was it before then?
I don't know, because I met him in Rotary. He happened to be in my Rotary Club, and that is how I know him. But I don't know. I really don't know when he came in.
Okay. Yeah. And the person with gender issues?
She has been here all the time.
All the time?
Yes, from the beginning. And she, I think it happens. She happens to be one of my country lady, but there was somebody before. Okay. And from the beginning, that person was taking care of the witnesses, okay. I think so. And she was taking care of the witnesses mostly. And if you needed her, I think. But we also have there is a doctor, psychiatrist or psychologist, who used to work with the tribunal's prison.
Prison?
Yes.
Okay.
But he's available.
Okay.
But Africans don't function. I think we, maybe is we are not prone to going to a psychologist or a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe they would have. I can't say. Maybe they would have provided somebody if people. But we don't function like that, I think. Mm-hmm. When you have a problem, you tend to speak to the members of your family. We ask people to sit down and talk about things. You will not see a lot of Africans that will go to a psychiatrist or psychologist. Mm-hmm. It's not in the... We don't have the drive. Mm-hmm. It's not there yet.
Yeah. It's not in the culture or the condition.
Yes, yeah. Okay. If I had a problem, I don't think the first move would be to go to a psychiatrist and talk about it with him. Yeah. Sure. I would talk to my mom, who would call an uncle. Yeah. Mm. It's not in this culture, I think. Mm-hmm. It's coming, but
Did there come a time when these problems, whether it was you or somebody else, when people had to take off a day or two just to deal with the problems, or they didn't have the energy to go to work in the morning because of these kinds of problems?
When it happened, if it happened, we have in the setting of our leave, you have 7 days that you can take off without having to explain. So when it happened, you just tell the boss I'm not feeling well, and that would be it. The boss of the language section understood that.
Okay.
Because we were really working with that kind of thing. And when somebody felt bad, she would tell you, okay, go home, and then most of us, two or three of us, would come talk with you, and then,
Did you do that? Take a day off or some time off?
It happened, but an afternoon, or if you feel bad, but not more than that.